Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our weekly shiur. It's Yud Adar Hasheni, and we're going to, of course, continue what we started speaking about last Wednesday, which was specifically focused on Dinei the Halachos of Purim. And we spoke last week a little bit about the Kriyas HaMegillah, and I'd like to speak about a little bit about the other mitzvahs Hayom, and something that's a minig, which we do before Kriyas HaMegillah. The Ramah in Simen Tafresh Tzadi Dalet says, V'yesh litein gimul chatzoi gedoilim b'medinois elu. Three half gedoilim of these medinois. Ki ein matbeya sheshem machtis aleha. There's no matbeya that has a half of the name half on it. Milvad zu. So they had some sort of a coin in the Ramah's times in Poland. Chatzoi gedoilim, half gedoilim. Ube medinois oistreich yitnu gimel chatzoi vina, or vina, half chatzoi. The point is that it should have a shame of chatzi on it, machatzis, because it's a zecher for the machatzis hashekel. Okay, and the Ramah continues, v'chein lechol medina u'medina. V'ein chayev litnoi rak mishahu miben chof ulemaila. So we spoke last week, the last thing we discussed about this was who has to give it. We spoke about if you're 20 or bar mitzvah, the Ramah continued, and if you give it for your son or your daughter, that we discussed that last week. But I want to discuss just the coin, first for a few seconds, the coin. The Bir Halacha says, Hine derech ha'olam lefaresh chatzoi gedoilim. What does it mean, chatzoi gedoilim? Chatzi grush polish. V'hainu mashakarim b'mninasenu chatzi groshin. And he just says it's not mashma that way in the Darkei Moshe. V'ulai hu shem matbeya acheres, it's another matbeya, shenikra kein b'medina seinu. Shekosav shom, shechatzi godol hu tes pshutim ktanim. So says the Bir Halacha, that was then, but u'medina seinu, ko'eis ein lanu matbeya zu. U'lefi medina seinu nira, we don't have such a coin, it appears, the medina yoytze b'matbeya ktana, shenikri chatzi grosh. The Bir Halacha says that maker adin a person is yoytze with the coin of a chatzi grosh, because it's called a chatzi. Avon mikol mokam ein ze matbeya chashuva klal. Mishnah Berurah says, it's not a matbeya chashuva. Afilu im noisen gimul chatzoyen, even if a person gives three of those half coins, it's not chashiv. Im loisha noisin gam ba'ad bono of haktanim, if he gives for his children, so maybe altogether it would be a matbeya chashuva. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on and says the following: V'ra'isi eze gaboyim shenoisin mitchila be'ka'ora shel tztoka gimul chatzoi rubel kesef, half rubles of silver. Okay, and it's real silver. Ukeshebo echod litein amach tzashekel noisen loy hagabai tachas ma'oisov the gimel chatzoi rubel kesef. V'hu noisen noisem l'kaha ka'ora. And he would put it into the ka'ora. Now the point that Mishnah Berurah is making is that he's not going to be giving the value of the kesef that is put into the the money that's put in is not going to equal the value of the coins. Aval einze mechuver zok de behalacha. De magabai noisen loy rak b'toyres she'ela. Borrowing it, al eze regam for a few minutes. That's no good. So the Mishnah Berurah goes on, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that it's lechatchila that you should use kesef and give the amount of money that the kesef would be worth. However, meyikar adin a person is yaitzei even if it's not a silver coin. It's even if it's as long as the coin has a shem machtzis. But it's better to give a silver coin. And if one is giving a silver coin, so the Mishnah Berurah questions, how could you be paid it with less money? Mishnah Berurah does say that that perhaps when the person gave it, he gives it with the idea that anyone could be paid it. You could be paid it for lesser money. But that doesn't seem like the Mishnah Berurah is so excited about that. We do have both coins. And the regular half dollars, a person, Mishnah Berurah clearly holds that a person is yaitza with that. It seems that it would be better to use the silver coins, and the silver, depending on what the price of silver is, will depend on what the coin actually costs to be paida. That's legabe nachtas hashekel. That's certainly only a minik. The Yesh Lita in the Mishnah, the Rama says. However, there's a halacha of Mo'is Purim, of Chayiv, Kol Odom Litein Lepochos Shtei Matonos L'Shnei Aniyim. A person is Mechuyiv to give at least two Matonos to two Aniyim. And that is what he's Mechuyiv to give, to be Mekayim, the mitzvah, Midivrei Kabbalah of Matonos Lavyonim, that's in the Megillah. Now, the question is, how much is that chiyuv? What is that mechayiv? How much money is a person to give? The Mishnah Berurah says, "Ubechidushei Ritva Kosav Afilu Shtei Prutos, Deshava Pruta Chashuva Matana, Avoloi Bepachas, but not less." However, most poskim say that giving a pruta to one ani and a pruta to another ani is not really the idea of Matanis Levyonim. The idea of Matanis Levyonim is that the Avyonim should have also for Purim, and they should be able to have a suda themselves also. And therefore, the Paiskim say that one should l'chatchila give at least to two separate aniyim. He should give enough for each ani to have what would be a suda. And I yoyis the halacha of the suda, the hilchas and silchas suda, most Paiskim say that one needs pas, one should have wine, and one should have meat. So it should be something that at least one person can have, be able to wash on enough bread and enough meat to be considered meat of a suda. It doesn't have to be the fanciest meat. It could be a frankfurter, it could be a hamburger, and something to drink, preferably wine, because the chelik of the suda of Purim is pashtus also to have yayin, which we'll see in a moment. Now, in terms of giving matanis lev yayinim and mishloach manos, it is an interesting question. If a person, the Mishnah Berurah brings, let's say I give my mishloach manos and the chiyuv of mishloach manos is only to one person. The chiyuv is to give to one person two monos, two portions. There seems to be a misconception in the world that monos means two types of food. That's not necessarily true. You don't have to give two brachos of food, but you have to give two portions of food. Now, in terms of meat, it could be really, it seems that from the Rambam, it could be two portions of the same meat. However, the Paiskim say it should be a different cut of meat. So two different portions of meat, it could be two portions of fruit, it could be an apple, an orange, it could be any food that is preferably, by the way, mona should be edible, it should not need any tikkun, you shouldn't have to shecht it, you shouldn't have to cook it, you shouldn't have to do anything to it, it should be ready to be eaten, and that is the chiyuv of mishloach monos, which is two monos to one person. Monos, of course, also include drinks, that it could be a drink and a food, and a person will be yaitza mishloach monos with that also. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Turei Evin a very interesting question. Let's say you give mishloach monos to an evyon. Can you be yaitza both? Can you be yaitza mishloach monos and matanis levyonim at the same time? And the Turei Evin blibes with the Tzara Chiyin. It's not clear. It's not clear to him if you would be yaitza, and certainly you should. It depends on how one learns a certain Gemara in Megillah. Now, in terms of matanis, in terms of the chiyuv of Su'udas Purim, we spoke about mishloach manos and matanis levyonim. Now, there's the chiyuv of Su'udas Purim. A person is mechuyev in Su'udas Purim, and we all know that there's another chiyuv that's spoken about, which is chayev inish lebsumei lepuri bepuria ad deloyada. It's a fascinating thing that this din of chayev inish lebsumei bepuria ad deloyada, that a person is mechuyev to become intoxicated on Purim ad de lo yada bein orer homen levarach marchai, which is the way the Shulchan Aruch brings it. And the Rama says, ein sarach l'shtaka kol kach, a person doesn't have to get so drunk. He should drink a little bit more than he's used to drinking. For some people that might be a lot. And he should go to sleep. And when he sleeps, he doesn't know bein orer homen levarach marchai. However, however a person is mekayim the mitzvah of chayv enish l'psumei v'puria, it's clear that it is brought in Simen Tov Reish Tzadi Hei. Simen Tov Reish Tzadi Hei is the Simen of Dine Su'udas Purim. And in the Din of Su'udas Purim, so it seems very clear that both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, when they discuss the Su'udas Purim, which of course the Su'uda, a person, the Su'udas Purim that a person has on Purim, which Shulchan Aruch says a person should have one suda, with one suda of a suda achas yaitzim. A person is not mechuyiv to have a suda at night. a person should have, it can be marba ktsas besuda at night, but the din of sudas purim is dafka by day. And also says in the poskim that much of the suda should be during the day, and it shouldn't start very close to the night. This year we don't have much of a problem because this year the day is a very long day. However, the chiyuv suda during the day, that's where there is a chiyuv of chayav inish lebesume bepuria ad delo yada. However, it seems for some reason that at night, it seems that people feel that there's a din of chayav inish lebesume bepuria. There is no such din, and in fact, it's really not proper to get drunk. In fact, it seems that it would be usur to get drunk any other time during the year except for the day of Purim during the Suda of Purim. And therefore, a person should be very, very careful whenever he's trying to be mekayim this mitzvah of chayav inish lebesume bepuria ad leyada, that should be at his Suda and not at any other time during the day. I just wanted to invite the Olam, whoever is listening, to come to the Mesibas Purim, and it's not an invitation to get drunk, but it's Mesibas Purim, Leil Purim, it says to be Marbe Ktsas Besuda at night, and certainly the Simcha of Purim starts with the Kriyas HaMegillah, and I hope to see everyone there, to Freilichzich, and to dance, and to partake in food, and have the Simchas Purim together. We should take a bizaycha to a Freilich Purim together, and all the enemies of Klal Yisrael should be eradicated, and we should see the Geula Shleima B'mehera B'yameinu. Thank you for listening. Kol Tov.